Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello. Don't sing that, Jesus. New meeting. Hello, big boy. You can come and have a cuddle. Zero NT. First in. Just setting up, Zero. Big boy, come up here, darling. I've been away for the weekend. Why is that not working? Because I've got to do that. Invite. Send the invite out, my good mate. Edwin Boyle. Composed. Gathering, Zoom. Welcome, willkommen. Willkommen. And we got Zero, we got Claire, we got Tui, we got Katifa, we got Quiet Bloke. How are you doing? How was the Karens? It was Can I show you the hat that Catherine was made to wear?
Where is it? It's upstairs. Is it? Or did I put it here? Hold the line, please, caller.
Here are the hats that we were made to wear at the show these in a minute. We went to Karen Cafe and come up here, darling boy, because you've been following me around. I've been away, so the big boy and Pat's miss me. The others don't give a stuff. The first was Zero, everybody. You can argue about it, but the first one was Zero. Zero entity. That's who it was. I don't need to tell you about linking your Amazon Prime to this and subbing. You do what you want to do around that. I'm not really that bothered. So this, tomorrow morning, I start my new job, my first job on the radio since, I think, June the 8th, 2020. So it's over 2 years. We thought, Catherine will join in a minute. She's sorting some stuff out at home. So she'll join us when she joins us. So we thought we'd do a little show. Just because we missed one on Friday, because we were in Sheffield. So we thought we'd do a little show today to make up for the one we missed on Friday. But more importantly, just to kind of set the scene for tomorrow. I've got a few, nerves. Hang on. Hair's good. I'm not nervous. Tiny little bit starting this stream. But... Here's the weird thing, right? Up until this very second, I wasn't... Do you like my T-shirt, by the way? That's a great T-shirt, right? It's from my sister. And balcony shirts. I'm not nervous about it. I'm not anything about it. I'm nothing about it. And that is really, really... Which is the book I need to take. Talk about eating as well. But I have had to draw an eating flowchart. Eating flowchart, which I'll go through later on. Thank you, Kira. Yeah, if you want to listen tomorrow, go and look for the Jack FM app and download that and you can listen to it. Don't say the C word in the first 5 minutes, you'll be fine. David Turner, thank you so much for the subscription. So I don't feel anything about it. Like 5% nerves since I started this stream, but I don't really feel anything. And that's weird and that's unusual. And I'm not quite sure what that is. My eyes are really screwed at the moment. Paul Humphrey sent me a message. I emailed all the Patreon saying the new show starts at 7 p.m. Well, actually, obviously, it starts at 7 a.m. There we go. Thank you. Etienne Leloup. Thank you. It's a great T-shirt, right? That's a great T-shirt. My sister got me that for my birthday. So download Jack FM, or you can go to jackfm.com.co.uk. And you can listen online. I think it's on the TuneIn app as well, Alexa and all that stuff. Whatever. So I don't feel anything about it. And I haven't done for a while. No nerves. No great happiness or joy. No resentment. No anger. No... God, this is filthy, this place. I don't know if it's on DAB, Get a Night Life. I don't know. I don't feel anything. And that in itself is weird. So, Clem, thank you for the sub. So we're going to do this show until about 8 o'clock or until the vibe goes. And then I am going straight to bed. Straight to bed. Haven't got my hotkeys here because I'm charging up the computer. I've loaded up a whole new... Well, no, I've loaded up kind of... I've moved all of the hotkeys that I want for Jack into a separate page and I'm just charging the computer. So I don't feel anything, which is very, very peculiar. I do feel quite tired because it is on DAB. They listen to it in the office. Unlucky, Dave. Went to Sheffield with David Turners, Matt Murray, James Farley and Sean Bell. And Sarah, I don't know Sarah's last name, unfortunately, for the computer game show, Con 2022 Northern Edition. We had the most fun you could have. Lovely little trip up to Sheffield. Lovely little premiere in. First night, karaoke, like a proper karaoke. You know when you get the rooms? Where you get the rooms. I've never done it in a room. I've done it in a pub and stuff. But we went to this very peculiar karaoke bar, Chinese restaurant. And it was all shut. And there was like locked door. Sarah Dyer. That's it. Sarah Dyer. Apologies, Sarah. And then the guy buzzed us in. And we thought it was the kind of place you end up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. We were there about 10. And half 10, I think it was. And we did karaoke. It was... We're good. And then Saturday, there was 5 hours of Laser Quest. I think I played six games. That's 10 minutes a game. That's 60 minutes, an hour. Hours worth of Laser Quest. Holy jackamole. It was so much fun. So much fun. We won two games. My team won two games, which I'm very proud of. And then we had a massive free-for-all. Ian Lee fan, sadly can't listen, but keeping fingers crossed for a podcast. We'll be looking forward to the Patreon shows on Thursday and Friday. All the luck in the world. Etienne Loup, always remember you and Alex doing bits. Right name, wrong spelling. It's A-L-E-K-S. And it wasn't Bits. It was the program after Bits. She did Bits, and then we replaced it with Thumb Bandits. Jet Set Radio is a great game. So, yeah, an hour worth of running around or lying on the floor. I got accused of cheating. I got accused of cheating by someone. You wouldn't have more games at 11. Oh my God. Oh my God. I was in bed at 11 watching Gogglebox because we went to the Karen Cafe. Let me show you the hat. So Karen Cafe, right, is this place where the waiters are Karens and Darrens, and they're rude to you. We didn't know how rude we would be. We turned up, 5 past 9. We were scared. We booked a table for 9:15. We turned up. What do you fucking want? What do you fucking want? Kath's coming. Let me just get Catherine in, and then we'll tell you. Well done, David. Can I just? I have to say, and I will say this several times. That whole event was absolutely brilliant. What lovely people. There was one guy that was genuinely angry that I'd got killed like 39 times in a game, genuinely pissed off with me. But apart from that, it was, even that was great. Tony, you can maybe join Zoom in a bit. Let me just get Catherine in and let me talk to my friend and then we'll open it up to randos. And I'm calling you a rando. And I got given this hat, Badgerbitch, and we think it's because I'm like black and grey. Badgerbitch was my hat. This was Catherine's hat. You ready? Hope my kids aren't watching. My asshole is like Mary Poppins' handbag. I don't believe you for a second, Tony, the doctor. This was the hat that Catherine was forced to wear. Yeah, what you fucking want? We've booked a table for 9:15. So, can we come in? For fuck's sake. Yeah. Follow me. Where is Catherine? She said she was joining a minute ago. Okay, Tony. Okay, Tony. Well, maybe you are. I was confusing you with someone else. Maybe you are a doctor. So we sat down. Oh, big boy. David, mate, if you'd have taken someone there who didn't know what to expect, it was intense. The abuse was intense. We sat down and the waiter said, all right, motherfuckers, fucking hurry up, otherwise I'm going to jizz on your burgers. As we sat down. Can you believe it? You can. Come here. Well, come here. Come here. Christ knows where Boyle is. And also, what Darren kept doing, every time he walked past us, he'd point to me, then he'd point to Catherine, and he'd go... Oh, let me just get Catherine in. Hang on, hold the line. Kath, who, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Who am I doing an impression of?
Darren from the Karen restaurant.
That was our waiter!
Yeah.
And it was, I've already told them about the motherfuckers. My kids could be watching this. This is a Sunday evening stream. And I've shown them your hat.
I've been thinking about that experience. I don't think I liked it.
Kath got right into it and was arguing back. I was going, oh, for God's sakes, please.
I don't think I liked how it made... I don't think it like I like what rose in me.
And Matt Murray, no, it was the waiter. And then I was thinking, please don't recognise me. But a table recognised me and a waitress came over and she went, are you that famous twat or are you a prick that just looks like him? I went, I just look like him. All right. And then about 10 minutes later, the waitress shouted over, what's Rebecca Vardy like then? Quick as a flash, I shouted, she's still a cunt.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Round of applause in a restaurant for me shouting the C word. A round of applause for shouting the C word in a restaurant.
It's not right, is it?
Then they, when I go to the toilet, I said to the waiter, where do I go for a shit? He told me, don't do any coke in there, mate. And then they all had microphone as well. And then people got to spin the wheel, right? And so one guy had to spin the wheel and he had to hum a song and we had to guess what it was. And this is how he hung. Did you hear him hum the song, Catherine? He went, ba, 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 ba.
I didn't know that he had to hum it. I was thinking, why is this guy singing Barbara Ann?
Then Kath went and spun the wheel.
No, get it right. How did that happen, Ian? Was it by chance?
I said, she wants to spin the wheel.
I said, no, I don't.
So now what happened? You went up and I couldn't really see what was going on.
She made me spin the wheel. She went, right. Do you know any animal impressions? I went, yeah, I can do a monkey. She went, no, that's not what I'm asking you. I want you to do an impression of an animal. If it goes on four legs, you've got to get on four legs and we've got to guess what it is. All right. So did a pig, didn't I? Squealed like a pig.
So Catherine got on her hands and knees in the restaurant and I shouted.
Again, remember, this is my mate.
Is she a bitch? All the chefs fucking fell about at that.
The chefs were the only ones who were allowed to be nice.
Yeah.
But seriously, I the more I think about it, the more I think I didn't like it.
Go on, tell me. I love, the more I think about it, the more I loved it.
It reminded me of being bullied.
Okay.
It's the reason why I'm a smart ass and I don't particularly like being a smart ass.
Okay.
But I felt that must defend myself. And then I was going and like, I couldn't leave it alone.
Isn't that interesting?
And I don't like that about myself.
Elkanto says, urgent, I'm trying to call on Skype. It keeps saying I need credit. Can someone give me instructions? Skype isn't open today. Skype won't be open for this show. The more I think about it, the more I loved it. Our Darren was great. Our waiter was the best.
Yeah.
I loved it.
But there was a little, we could have broken him. If he hadn't had to leave his shift, I think he was on the verge of breaking.
No, I don't think he was. I think you were reading it wrong. I think they were.
No, what I mean is he was laughing.
Yeah, a little bit. But I think that's good. And at the end, as we left, they all just went like that. And I went, fuck you very much.
I walked out like that over my shoulder.
I loved it. I'm sorry that you've changed your opinion or you've worked out your opinion.
Yeah.
It was horrible, but I loved it. Burgers, great food. It's great food.
Yeah.
But it was horrible, yeah.
It was tense. I don't think I like eating amid tension.
I liked it a lot. So we did that. So I've kind of done a recap of the weekend, the karaoke. Chewy says, I can't decide if I want to try it or not. I didn't think they were going to be that rude because we watched a little news report on it where they were quite polite.
Yeah.
I'll shut up and sit down. But this straight away as you went in, what do you fucking want?
Well, yeah, table. I got someone barge me and say, move, bitch. That's the first thing I heard.
It's not for everyone. One lady was wearing a hat that said, my clit is like an old punching bag.
And the other one said, I've got a vagina like a punched lasagna.
Do Dave says, I'm with Catherine. Shut the fuck up. I mean, but that's the thing. That's what you're going for. You're not going for the food. You're going to be sworn at for an hour.
Yeah.
That's all it is. That's what it is, right? So, yeah, of course it's not. And there'll be some of you I can see listening going, oh, my God, that sounds like the worst thing in the world. And David Turner's is pissing himself. So it is, you know, I can imagine some people going, not expecting it to be that bad, that intense, and getting upset. I totally get that.
It's not even that. With me, it's not that. It's what it what rose in me out of it is what I don't like.
Yeah,
I think they did a cracking job. They did what they were supposed to do. It's not their fault.
I loved it.
It was me. It's the part of me that I don't like.
The plan was to take one of the computer game show guys, got there in the end, to take him there without him knowing what it was, James. But it was booked up. And so we didn't. But that would have been amazing. He would have... just sending you a quick message. Sorry, my youngest... Yay! My youngest got his Hawking Police Chief Badge delivered today. Fab.
Wonderful. Does that mean that he's going to go... I'm not going to say anything else because you are not very far in. So...
There we go. It was absolutely brilliant weekend. Being part of the podcast was great fun. I was trying a new technique. I was invited up as a guest with Sarah, and I was trying a new technique, right? Where I thought, right, normally I would talk. And I thought, you know, my ADHD. Oh, hang on.
Is that your ADHD calling now?
Hey, man, how you doing? How
are
you doing?
Lagging.
Well, I'm not. What do you mean lagging? It's a phone call.
Oh, yeah, no, you're back. It's just your voice is lagging.
Your voice be lagging in a minute. I'm doing a show.
Oh, okay.
But quickly, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing a stream. Me and Catherine went to a restaurant in Sheffield last night where all the
Sheffield, isn't that miles away?
Yeah, well, we were staying there for the weekend. We didn't just go there for dinner. And, it's all the waiters and waitresses swear at you. you get there and they go, what do you effing want? We've booked a table. So what? Oh, F off. You know, it's all that for the whole evening. It was quite good. Can I ask you a quick question about Technoblade?
Oh, yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
Sad.
When did you find out that he died?
Like, on the Friday morning.
Right. He had cancer, did he?
Yeah.
Was he one of the ones you used to watch?
Yeah.
Okay. So how are you feeling sad about it?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to talk about it at any point, we won't do it now because there's like 12 people listening. But let me give you a call after the show around about 8 o'clock.
Okay.
All right, dude. I love you. Bye. One of their YouTubers died.
Oh no.
As my youngest said, it's the first YouTuber I've liked that's died. 23-year-old lad died of cancer. So they're and his parents have made like a tribute video and stuff. So I'm not quite gauged the big guy yet, but I was having a chat with the little guy and he's, he's upset.
Oh, that's so sad.
Well, it is sad. It's also really, I hope this doesn't sound callous. This can be a great opportunity it's not callous at all. This is a great opportunity for young people around the world, because he was a big star, for a lot of them, this will be their first encounter with death of someone that they admire. And actually, this is a great learning opportunity for them and for me as a parent to kind of gauge how they deal with stuff and what is going on.
I'm going to say something now that's going to sound like I'm setting up for a joke, but I'm really not.
Okay.
But I remember being really upset by that kid on That's Life, Ben. That was the first kid I'd ever heard of that had died.
Okay, yeah.
Remember that? And they did a video. Yep. And that really upset me as a kid. But again, one of those things you never forget.
So, I will give the boys a call after this and I'll tell them to man the F up the snowflakes. Super Saint, thank you for the sub. My eyes have gone all funny again. My eyes keep going funny. So, being a guest on the computer game show in front of 150 people, right, it's really easy for me to go, okay, here's what... And I'm trying out different things. We'll get onto food in a bit. I'm trying out different things. So I thought, right, I'm not going to say anything unless I'm asked. or I feel I have like something really important to say. And so for the first time ever, I just sat there until I was asked a question or until I had a zinger. I don't really get many zingers, but I had a couple of zingers and I just sat there and it was a real freeing experience. It was kind of freeing because it was their show and it had nothing to do with you and me, Catherine. But normally when we are at the point of a show being set up, it's us that's doing it. And I get so stressed. But so it was exciting. It was interesting being there and it not being our responsibility, but wanting them to do well. But it's really nothing to do with us. And it was really interesting sitting there, not really saying very much until it was my turn to speak. Didn't talk over anyone. Maybe once I spoke over all of that. It was freeing. It was freeing.
Yeah. And so did you come away feeling, see, when I do things like that, and obviously I'm not, as far as I know, neurodiverse, but I always come away feeling like, oh God, I went on too much. Or,
oh, I always feel that. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you not feel that this time?
Didn't have it, no. Thought I contributed just exactly the right amount.
Wow.
You know, just exactly the right amount. It was the weirdest thing and I loved it, absolutely loved it. And it was a thrill being up there. I said at the end, this is like for me, like meeting the Beatles. And it is, I love all four of them, you know. I don't think I've met Matt before. Dave will correct me. And seeing all, going out for dinner the night before with all four of them was pretty groovy. Holt Ender says, I have a second interview for a job I thought I really wanted. Now I'm not sure if I want it or if I can do it. Was that kind of how you felt about Jack gig? No, but the Jack gig comes with mixed feelings. We'll talk about that in a minute. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else we need to talk about from...
A karaoke, wouldn't you tell me about that?
I mentioned the karaoke. If you've got anything you want to add to that, then please do.
The karaoke is the first time I've ever been to one of those like proper Japanese style discreet karaoke places, right? So we thought we're going to Sheffield. It's the sort of place where, you know, the home of that fellow Joe Cocker, that, you know, there's a strong...
Oh, we were watching a Joe Cocker movie.
Yeah.
For a bit. Anyway, right, carry on.
So there's a strong musical, you know, flow of culture that comes from Sheffield, pulp, etc. So I thought it'll be one of those places where it's, you know, people are getting up and they're proper belting it out and there's a little bit of showboating going on and it will be fun, right? And I imagined a big room and loads of people wanting to get in on it. So when we arrived there and it was one of these places where, well, basically it was like the beginning of From Dusk Till Dawn. You knocked on the door, this little,
oh, yeah, who's there? Scary. It was in the middle of nowhere, really dark little estate.
Yeah. Started to think, have we misjudged this completely? Is this like a specialist club of some sort? Especially when we get in and it is quite glamorously bedecked and they say things like, do you want the room for an hour or an hour and a half? So we're all kind of a little bit nervous as we walked down this corridor. But then thankfully, there were rooms either side with numbers on. And the noises coming out of those rooms, I think, were tunes rather than any form of torture or otherwise going on in there. So, but it was one of the most surreal and brilliant nights I've had for a very, very long time. So I thank you and I thank the computer game show guys for that as well. Because what, I mean, incredible. What an incredible thing.
What was great as well was we all sat down, you've met David, right?
Yes. Yes.
But you hadn't met anyone else there. I hadn't met Matt or Sarah. And but how quickly, Vix from Nerdy T-Shirt Club was at dinner as well. How quickly, you know, instantly it was like, all right, this is cool. We're all getting on. This is fun. Who fancies a karaoke? Who brought up karaoke?
David said it jokingly, and I went, oh, yeah, I'm up for that. And then I mentioned it to you. I think he expected us to talk him down. But we were like, no, like, we're up for that. That was fun.
It was so much great. Fun. We all just met in Commune, this restaurant. Boom, we were straight in. There was no awkwardness. Straight in. Sat next to James and Sarah and chatting away. I never met Sarah before. And it was just great. A little bit of moving around the table to sit with other people once James bored me. No, I'm joking. David says, oh, I wasn't joking about the karaoke. So it was an awesome weekend.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.